हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन विहारी, राधा वृंदावन विहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी, राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी। जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव। निताई गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल निताई गौर हरि बोल। कलियुग पावन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 Chapter 14, chapter entitled as The Forest of Enjoyment, text number 41. So since it is a prose verse, I'll just repeat and then we'll read the word to word. Karma vallim avalambhya tata apada katanchin narakad vimukta punarapi evam samsara dhavani वर्तमानो नरलोक सार्थम उपायति एवं उपरि गतोपि वर्ड टू वर्ड कर्मवल्लिम द क्रीपर ऑफ फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज अवलंब्य टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ ततः फ्रॉम दैट आपद डेंजरस और मिजरेबल कंडीशन कतांचित समहव और अदर नरकात फ्रॉम द हेलिश कंडीशन ऑफ लाइफ विमुक्ता बीइंग फ्रीड पुनः अपि अगेन एवं इन दिस वे संसार अध्वनी ऑन द पाथ ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस वर्तमान एग्जिस्टिंग नरलोक स अर्थम द फील्ड ऑफ सेल्फ इंटरेस्टेड मटेरियल एक्टिविटीज उपयाति ही एंटर्स एवं दस उपरी अबव इन द हायर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स गतः अपि ऑल्दो प्रमोटेड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील अभयचरण अरविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन व्हेन द कंडीशन सोल एक्सेप्ट्स द शेल्टर ऑफ द क्रीपर ऑफ फ्रूटी एक्टिविटी ही मे बी एलिवेटेड बाय हिज पायस एक्टिविटीज टू हायर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स एंड दस गेन लिबरेशन फ्रॉम हेलिश कंडीशंस बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली ही cannot remain there. After reaping the results of his pious activities, he has to return to the lower planetary systems. In this way, he perpetually goes up and comes down. Purport. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmande Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beech Chaitanya Charitamrit Madhya Leela 19.151. Even if one wanders for many millions of years from the time of creation until the time of annihilation, one cannot get free from the path of material existence unless one receives shelter at the lotus feet of a pure devotee. As a monkey takes shelter of the branch of a banyan tree and thinks he is enjoying, the conditioned soul, not knowing the real interest of his life, takes shelter of the path of karmakanda, fruitive activities. Sometimes he is elevated to the heavenly planets by such activities, and sometimes he again descends to earth. This is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Brahmanda Brahmite. However, if by Krishna's grace one is fortunate enough to come under the shelter of a guru, by the mercy of Krishna, he receives lessons on how to execute devotional service to the Supreme Lord. In this way, he receives a clue of how to get out of his continuous struggle up and down within this material world. Therefore, the Vedic injunction is that one should approach a spiritual master. The Vedas declare तद विज्ञानार्थम स गुरुम एवा अभिगच्छेत मुंडक उपनिषद 1.2.12. सिमिलरली इन भगवद गीता 4.34 द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडेड एडवाइजेस तद विधि प्रणिपातेन परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदेक्ष्यन्ति ते ज्ञानम ज्ञानिनस तत्वदर्शिना. जस्ट ट्राई टू लर्न द ट्रुथ बाय अप्रोचिंग अ स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. Enquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.3.21 gives similar advice. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahmani upasamashrayam. Any person who seriously desires to achieve real happiness must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of his spiritual master is that he must have realized the conclusion of the scriptures by deliberation and be able to convince others of their conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, leaving aside all material considerations, are to be understood as bona fide spiritual masters. Similarly, Vishwanath Chakravarti, a great Vaishnava, also advises, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadah. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the mercy of Krishna. This is the same advice given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Beej. This is essential. One must come to Krishna consciousness and therefore one must take shelter of a pure devotee. Thus one can become free from the clutches of matter. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanustute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So, this morning we are continuing our discussion on the 5th canto, 14th chapter. So, we are about to end this section very soon. Last few verses are remaining. Wherein this series of conversation between Rahugund Maharaj and Jad Bharat is about to conclude. In fact, this is going to be the last instruction which Rahugund Jad Bharat spoke to Rahugund Maharaj, which has been explained by Shukdev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. So we have been seeing in the previous chapter about this allegorical story through which Jad Bharat is trying to convey message to Rahugund Maharaj regarding the how the living entity is caught up in this samsara. So through the allegory of a merchant who is trying to enter into the forest with some goods, and he's trying to sell the goods with a desire to make high profits. But in the course of journey, how the merchant goes through different kinds of challenges. How the merchant is attacked by different kinds of animals. Sometimes the tigers attack him, sometimes he's swallowed by the python, sometimes ghosts haunt him. So through that allegory, Shukdev Goswami or Raghun Mara, Jad Bharat is trying to explain how the living entity, E Mana Durmati, Samsara Bhitare, Podiya Achinuami, how the living entity, because of associating with the mind, when the living entity falls into this material ocean, the samsara, how the different kinds of miseries the living entity has to go through has been explained. In fact, this is a very heavy section, in one of the heaviest section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 18-19 verses, if we have to see, it is not very easy to digest this section. Only a pure devotee like Jad Bharat is qualified to speak such heavy verses, and to the credit of Raghun Maharaj, he has heard everything, and after hearing everything from Jad Bharat, Raghun Maharaj is able to digest everything, and not only digest this heavy section, he is also expressing his gratitude to Jad Bharat. As it is said, a sadhu means one who cuts the knot of material existence, which is sharp words. So here we saw how Jad Bharat is, through his heavy instructions, is trying to cut through the avidya or the ignorance in which Raghun Maharaj is put into. So in the two verses, we see how Raghun Maharaj, after hearing from Jad Bharat this heavy instructions, this is the last, he is expressing his gratitude. So he says that, Ahondra janma akhila janma shobhanam kim janma bistu aparaira babanshmin yad yad rishikesha yashakritatmanam mahattamanam vaprachura samagama. So Raghun Maharaj tells, Ahondra janma akhila janma shobhanam. So he tells that this human form of life is very rare, and also not only rare, but the human form of life is the best amongst all the other species of life. Why? Kim janma bistu aparera bhumishmin. Because in other births, one cannot get association of sadhus, and one cannot hear in other lower forms of life. Naya drishikesha yashakritatmanam. So in other births, one cannot get powerful association of great souls like Jad Bharat, which I have received. And in that association, mahattamanam va prachura samagamah. So these great souls like Jad Bharat, their existence is there for only one purpose. That is glorification of the name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. So I am indeed very fortunate to have received this rare human form of life. And not only rare human form of life, in this rare human life, the fortune I have received is the association of the great soul. So we see throughout Srimad Bhagavatam this principle of how rarity of human form of life, and in that rare human form of life, to get association of a great soul is repeatedly glorified. So here also we see that principle. And then in the next verse he says, Nahi adbhutam tvat charanabja renubhir hatam hasho bhaktir adhoksha jemala mahurkitadyasya samagamachame dustarkamulo apahato vivekah. So he tells, Mahurtika, I have received your association for a muhurat. Muhurat is around 48 minutes or so, like 48, 24, how much? 48 minutes. So he tells that, Muhurtika, yasya samagachame. So I have associated with you for a muhurat. So in that, what has happened? Nahi adbhutam tat charanabja renubhir. It is not very surprising, by just getting a little bit of the dust of your lotus feet, hatamsha, all my sins have been destroyed. And bhaktir ajokshaje, I have attained pure devotion unto the Supreme Lord. And the third thing he tells, dustarka, I have been freed from all the arguments which I had. And apahato avivikatah, my lack of discrimination has also been eradicated. So he tells that just by a moment of associating with you, my dear Jad Bharat, I have received such immense wealth for which I can never repay. So that's how Raghuvan Maharaj is expressing his gratitude to Jad Bharat after hearing this allegorical story. So we see that throughout in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are few places where such allegorical presentations have been given. Before also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we saw when Narad Muni met King Prachina Barishad, there also this allegorical presentation of Puranjan, the soul who lives in the city of nine gates, and 3-4 chapters we saw. And here also we see the allegorical presentation is spoken. Even in the 6th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, if we see, when Narad Muni meets the sons of Dakshas, the Hariyeshwas, there also Narad Muni speaks such allegorical presentations. So why in the Srimad Bhagavatam we see sometimes a pure devotee is speaking such allegorical presentations? So somewhere I heard that a pure devotee or a great preacher knows what is required for a person. So depending upon the time, place and circumstances, whatever is the best effective course of action he feels that will work upon the person, that he will choose. And many times when it comes to intellectual people, they don't like things to be told directly. It is like kind of an insult to their intelligence. Especially many times when we give this Gita course, the Journey of Self-Discovery course. So the 6-day course we give, day one, search for happiness. So in that we speak about the miseries of material world, birth, old age, disease, death, miseries caused by one's own body and mind, miseries caused by other living entities, miseries caused by natural calamities, and then eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But someone who is an intellectual kind of a person, when he hears this kind of presentation, he feels that, oh, this is very direct. This is too insulting for my intelligence. How we can speak like this? It is like, so many times intelligence people don't like to be told things directly. They like to be told things like this way, in a decoded form or in a puzzle, and which when they use their intelligence and then they figure out, okay, this means actually this. So this is what the message. So when they themselves using their intelligence decode the cryptic language which is being used by the speaker, then they feel that, oh. So that's how someone was telling that therefore when great souls understand the mindset of a person, so okay, he is an intellectual class of a person. So he needs to be presented philosophy in this way. Someone who is very simple at heart, Shraddhavan. So we meet many people who are very simple. Many villagers we see, simple hearted. So for them, no need of such complex presentations, allegory and such things. You tell them directly, the goal of life is to worship the Supreme Lord, chant the names of the Lord, glorify the Lord, and then they immediately take up to chanting the holy names. So like we see Prabhupada, when he wanted to present to the scientist, he told His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj that you form the BI, Bhaktivedanta Institute. So how in a scientific language, in a way which they can understand, you present our philosophy. So that's how the Bhaktivedanta Institute was formed. So that's how the same way, as it is said, Nityanand Prabhu, he preached to the classes, and Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu preached to the masses, and Mahaprabhu, he like preached to the classes. When it came to arguing with Sarvamoha Bhattacharya, who was a logician, so Mahaprabhu used a different way. When he had to preach to Keshav Kashmiri, Prakashananda Saraswati, he did in a different way. So that's how the different speakers throughout in our parampara we see. So depending upon the need, they use different kinds of styles of presentation. So here also this allegorical presentation has been used. So that's how we see. So today is the last verse we see wherein Jad Bharat is giving his final instructions to Maharaj Raugun, where Jad Bharat is telling that when the conditioned soul accepts the shelter of fruitive activity, he may be elevated by his pious activities to higher planetary systems and thus gain liberation from hellish conditions. But unfortunately, he cannot remain there. After reaping the results of his pious activities, he has to return to the lower planetary systems. In this way, he perpetually goes up and down. So here, in this verse, Jad Bharat is trying to tell Raugun Maharaj about the futility of the Karmakanda way of life. So that's how we see this has been a regular theme in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Right from beginning, from Bhagavad Gita also we see how the living entity, first of all, he tries to enjoy sense gratification in this world. So after repeated attempts to try to find happiness through enjoying different sense objects, he becomes frustrated. So the living entity thinks that, okay, I cannot find happiness by enjoying my senses in this world. So now I'll look for happiness in the higher planetary systems, because he has heard about Swargaloka. We see in India, at least it is common, whenever we say that this person has passed away. So the common word that is used is, ye vyakti jo hai swargvas ho gaya hai. Whether he has gone to Swarga or no, that is a different question altogether. But at least all the family members, they like to assume that our loved one has gone to Swarga. That's how. So the conditioned soul, after getting baffled in his attempt to get sense gratification in this world, he tries to look for the pleasure in the heavenly planetary system. So therefore he engages in all kinds of karmakandya ritualistic activities, which is mentioned in the Vedas by the Supreme Lord. But what is the purpose? So in the Bhagavad Gita also Krishna explains in the second chapter. Ya imam pushpitam vacha parvadanti avipaschita vedavadaratha partha nanyadasiti vadina. So Krishna tells that those who are less intelligent, men of small intelligence, they are very much attracted to the flowery words of the Vedas. Ya imam pushpitam vacha parvadanti avipaschita. So they say that this is the be all and end all, whatever the Vedas are telling. And then what is there in the Vedas? Kamatmana swargapara janma karma phala pradam kriya vishesha bhavulam bhogeshwarya gati pradi. So they want higher power, they want lot of wealth, lot of material facilities. So they said the goal of the Vedas is only this: eat, drink and be merry on the higher planetary systems. So that is how it is explained. But then Prabhupada explains that they don't want anything more than sense gratification, proposals for enjoying life in heavens. So in the heavenly planets, they have heard that in the heaven, there are beautiful Nandan Kanan gardens. In that Nandan Kanan gardens, there are lot of beautiful apsaras who are there. And one will get lot of wine. It is known as somaras. We can drink lot of wine and we can enjoy with this beautiful angels there. So being captivated by this, they engage in performing all kinds of karmakanda rituals. Prabhupada explains that there are this Jyotish Homa sacrifice, and all these sacrifices are explained. But why the sacrifices are explained in the Vedas? Because directly if a living entity is told that you give up sense gratification, he is not ready for it. So therefore the Lord has created a very wonderful plan, wherein in Vedas the central worship is Yajnapati is Vishnu. So lot of yajnas for the Supreme Lord Vishnu has been performed, and gradually that will lead to the purification of the heart. So the person is performing the Vedic rituals so that he can get all the higher sense gratificatory proposals with the Vedas obtain. But then in due course of time, what is happening is his heart is getting gradually purified by performing yajnas to Vishnu. But many times, because this is a very gradual process, someone can get totally lost. He may engage in performing Vedic rituals, but he will never understand the goal of the Vedas. Vedescha sarver, aham eva vedyo. So that is the danger associated with this karmakanda ritualistic ceremonies. Therefore, Krishna explains that bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya aparata chetasam vyavasatmika buddhi samadhona vidiyate. So anyone who is attracted by these karmakanda ritualistic ceremonies, bhoga and aishwarya, bhoga aishwarya prasaktanam taya aparata chetasam, so one's intelligence will be totally hijacked. Aparan means hijacked. If someone is desiring to enjoy bhoga, enjoyment and opulence, vyavasatmika buddhi samadhona vidiyate. So the one-pointed focus which is needed while practicing devotional service, that cannot be obtained. Vyavasatmika buddhi, samadhi. Samadhi is a state of trance. So devotional service is all about absorption, and all the other karmakandya rituals is all about getting distracted. I'll do this, I'll do that. So therefore, it is explained that samadhi means fixed mind. Samyak adhiyate asmin atma tattvam yathatmayam. What is the meaning of samadhi? When the mind is fixed for understanding the self. So when the mind is focused within to know who am I, the purpose of life, self-realization, that is known as samadhi. So Gaurampur is always explaining that devotional service is all about absorption, and the material world, especially Kali Yuga, especially all the modern gadgets that are increasing day and day, that is all about creating distraction. So if one is not careful, then as sadhakas, we will not be able to enter into the samadhi, which is very much needed. Therefore, Krishna tells that Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna Nirdvandva Nitya Satvastho Niryoga Shema Atmadan. So Arjuna, these Vedas are there, it is within the three modes of material nature. You have to transcend the three modes of material nature. Therefore, he tells. So same thing Krishna also explains in 9th chapter also. Traividyamam soma pahaputa papa yagye rishtva swargatim prartayante te punyamasad yasurendra lokam ashnanti divyan divideva bhogan. So those who study the Vedas, traividyamam soma pahaputa papa, and they also drink the soma juice. What is their desire? They want to go to the heavenly planets. And like Indra, they have heard of Indra as the king of the heaven. He is enjoying all kinds of heavenly opulences. So, Traividya Mam Sopatvada Yagya Rishtva Swargatim Prartayanti Te Punya Masadya Surendra Lokam Ashnanti Divyan Divideva Bhogan. So, you want to enjoy heavenly riches. All kinds of sense gratification on a higher level. But then Krishna tells, Te Tvam Bhuktva Swarga Lokam Vishalam Shine Punye Martya Lokam Vishanti Evam Trai Anugata Prapanna Gata Gatam Kama Kama Labhante. So he says that if one may go to the heavenly planets, but them Shine Punye Martya Lokam Vishanti. So outside world, even before we came to Krishna consciousness, we never had this understanding that heavenly planets, residing in heaven, is not a permanent destination. Many times Prabhupada gives the example that if you work in a company and you really do good to help the company generate a lot of profits, then the company may give you a free ticket to go to America and with the family and all the expenses for 1 month. So the person goes there and with his family enjoys all the things. But after 1 month, the person again has to come back and again he has to work. So this is exactly like going to Swargaloka. One may render a lot of pious activities, and because of that, he is being promoted to good heavenly planets. But how long he will stay? As long as that savings is there in his bank account, in his pious bank account. So the moment he starts enjoying, all his piety account decreases. And it is just a matter of time that when it totally gets exhausted, and then the person has to again come back. So that's how. So therefore Krishna explains that both heaven and hell, both are binding. Because in both places, it is within the 14 planets of this universe. A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartin Arjuna. What to speak of heavenly planets? Even when one goes till Brahma Loka, that is also not a permanent place. From there also, he has to come. So heavenly planet is on a much lower level than Brahmaloka. So therefore Krishna explains that those people who adhere to this karmakandiya rituals with a desire to go to heaven, they cannot stay there permanently. Therefore in the Bhagavatam also this verse comes in the 11th canto, where it is explained that the situation in heavens, it is explained that श्रुतं च दृष्टवद्दुष्टं स्पर्धा असूया आत्यया वयै बहु अंतराय कामत्वात् कृषि वच्चापि निष्फलम्। सो मेनी टाइम्स पीपल हियर ऑफ स्वर्गा एंड दे आर एनैमर्ड टू गो देर, बट व्हाट इज लाइफ इन स्वर्गा? इट इज एक्सप्लेन्ड, श्रुतं च दृष्टवद्दुष्टं। सो पीपल हैव ओनली हर्ड ऑफ स्वर्गा, श्रुतं, वाव, देयर इज लॉट ऑफ हैप्पीनेस, दिस दैट, बट कृष्णा एक्सप्लेन्स दैट दृष्टवत जुष्टम, दृष्ट इज द हैप्पीनेस विच वी हैव एक्सपीरियंस्ड इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, हाउ इट इज टेम्पररी, द सेम फीलिंग वन विल गेट वेन वन विल गो टू स्वर्गा। वाई? बिकॉज देर आर फोर प्रॉब्लम्स, स्पर्धा, इवन इन द हेवनली वर्ल्ड देर इज जेलसी, कॉम्पिटिशन, स्पर्धा, असूया, असूया इज एनवी, आत्यय, आत्यय इज डेथ, एंड वयई, वयई इज डीके। सो हेवनली प्लेजर इज नॉट एक्साइटिंग बिकॉज सेम थिंग्स दैट यू हैव इन दिस वर्ल्ड, स्पर्धा, असूया, आत्यय एंड वयई, कॉम्पिटिशन, एनवी, डेथ एंड डीके, द सेम फिनोमिना एग्जिस्ट इन द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स। देयरफॉर वी सी मेनी टाइम्स लाइक इंद्रा एंड ऑल द डेमीगॉड्स आर सिटिंग, एंड वेन हिरण्यकशिपु गेट्स पावर, इमीजिएटली ही अटैक्स the heavenly planets and all the Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Agni, all of them he engages them as his domestic servants. He tells, oh Indra, you do the sabji cutting for me, you fill water. So all these demigods, they are all insecure because anytime the demon attacks, Bali Maharaj, and we see again the competition is there. Sometimes Bali Maharaj is attacking, sometimes this, that. So Bhagavatam explains that bahu antaraya kamatvat, one may endeavor a lot, but krishi was chapi nisphalam. So the example is given, when someone sows a seed in the ground, there are a lot of parameters that depend whether it will properly grow. If the seed has been potent, but if the land is very hard, then it will not germinate. The land may be soft, fertile, the seed will come, but the seed will be attacked by a lot of other insects, again it will not come up. So therefore the seed will not fructify because lot of different kinds of obstacles and challenges are there. So in the same way a living entity cannot enjoy in swarga because in swarga there is lot of obstacles because of asuya, sparda, atyay, envy. So therefore it is not at all a intelligent proposal to engage in karma kandya ritualistic ceremonies with a desire to go to swarga. If someone has attained the knowledge that life in Swarga, although it looks to be very interesting, over-promised and under-delivered, that is the nature of sense gratification in this material world. It is over-promised, but actually when the delivery comes, it is under-delivered. The same way exactly life in Swarga is also. As it is over-promised and a lot of hype has been there, but actually it is under-delivered. It is not satisfying to the degree as one has heard about it and then he made lot of effort, spent lot of time and energy to enter into Swarga, but later on it is really shocking when the things get exposed. So therefore Krishna explains that an intelligent person does not look for attaining temporary things within this material world. So therefore we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he is instructing in the Sanatan Shiksha, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives this parable. He tells that one time when astrologer, he meets a poor person, the poor person is very sad, and the astrologer goes to him and tells that, my dear sir, why are you sad? You don't know that your father has left lot of property, lot of wealth for you, but you should know where you have to dig it. If you dig it in the right direction, then you will get this property. So it is explained that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through this is giving the Abhideya Tattva. Why are you suffering? There is a lot of wealth. Your father is Krishna and the process of bhakti is there. If you know about this process, then you can be happy. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells through this. The astrologer tells that if you dig on the northern side, there is a big black snake which is ready to devour you. Then he tells that if you dig on the western side, then there is this ghost which can cause a lot of disturbance. If you dig on the southern side, then there is lot of this wasp and drones. that will come to attack you. But if you dig little bit on the eastern side, then you'll get the real treasure. So it is explained that what does this signify? Digging on the northern side where there is a black snake. So it is explained that it is the path of yoga, where someone engages in yoga with a desire to get all the mystic siddhis. Anima, Lahima, Prapti, Siddhi, all the different eight kinds of mystic siddhis. That is again a defeat. When someone is digging on the western side, the disturbance of the ghost, that is compared to the path of jnana, wherein one wants to merge into the impersonal Brahman. That is also a defeat as compared to the path of bhakti. When someone digs on the southern side, the wasp and the drones will attack. That is compared to the path of karma. Here, Raghun Maharaj is speaking about the karma kanda rituals. So that is also a defeat. So only when one engages in the process of bhakti, that is compared to digging on the east, the pot of treasure that can be achieved. So therefore we see even Narad Muni, when he meets Prachini Barishad Maharaj, Narad Muni feels very much sympathy. He feels that Prachina Barishad is connected to the lineage of Dhruva Maharaj. And I am seeing that Prachini Barishad is totally interested in performing karma kandya fruitive activities one after the another. It was explained that everywhere he had laid this kusha grass all over. He had scattered. And all the kusha grasses, the tips were pointed towards the east. Because he used to do one yagya, he finished that yagya, again he used to go and engage in second yagya. Again, when the second yagya used to get completed, he used to again go and perform the third yagya. So Narad Muni felt really pity that Dhruva Maharaj's ancestor is a pure devotee and Prachini Barishad is coming in this line. So somehow I should go and meet him. So he goes and he speaks about the Puranjan Upakhyan. So he goes and he is asking Prachini Barishad that why are you doing this kind of karmakandya rituals? Do you think that by engaging in this fruitive activity, all your distress will go away and you will get all kinds of happiness? So he immediately surrenders, Prachina Barishad. So he tells that my intelligence is totally bewildered. All I am able to think is how to engage in different kind of fruitive activities. So you please help me. I am totally in ignorance. I am identifying myself with my body. I am thinking this is my son, this is my house, this is my family, this is my property. So I am totally illusioned. You please guide me. So Narad Muni tells him that you are performing all kinds of karmakandya yagya, and in that you are sacrificing lot of animals. You are overindulging in animal sacrifice. Do you know what is going to be the result of this? He tells, I don't know. So the same way how Narad Muni showed to Mrigari, when Mrigari was taking pleasure in half killing the animals, Narad Muni showed him that after you die, all these animals that you are half killed, they are ready to pounce upon you and take revenge. And when Mrigari sees that, he is totally flabbergasted. Here also same thing happens to Prachini Barishad. Narad Muni actually gives him a pictorial demonstration that the animals that you are killing while performing the sacrifices, that is going to come and take revenge on you. So at that time Prachini Barishad was very much shocked. And then Narad Muni gives him the Aragol story of Puranjan, and through Puranjan Upakhyan, Prachina Barishad is totally awakened to reality. So he tells Narad Muni that, my dear Narad Muni, now my sons, the Prachetas, have gone to do tapasya for 10,000 years. After they come back, I'll renounce. Whatever you have told, I'm very grateful. But Narad Muni thought that, my God, if he will not do, as it is said, strike when the iron is hot. So if Narad Muni understood that, if he waits till the Prachetas come, maybe his mind again will change and he may not go. So again, another allegorical story Narad Muni tells about the deer. And after hearing that allegorical story, immediately Prachini Barishad says, my dear Guru, thank you for giving this double dose, double allegorical story. I am not going to wait anymore till my son's return. He hands over the property to the ministers to take care. And he says, whenever the sons come back, tell him that I have already left. So that is how is the powerful impact of Narad Muni's preaching to Prachina Barishad, where he was feeling sorry that he is a great king following the lineage of Dhruva Maharaj? Why is he engaged in entangling himself in all kinds of karmakandya ritualistic ceremonies? Better he take up to the devotional service of the Lord. So therefore here Prabhupada is quoting, two things Prabhupada is quoting in this purport about the futility of karmakandya rituals. That Prabhupada says, Brahmande Brahmite. A person is going up and down, Brahmate Brahmite. But then the second part of the purport, Prabhupada says, Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye. When the life of such wandering soul sees to an end, when the time he meets a pure devotee of the Lord. So therefore Prabhupada, in the second half of the purport, he is quoting five verses where he is speaking that the problem is engaging in karmakandiya rituals, but the solution is meeting a bona fide spiritual master and taking his shelter. So five verses Prabhupada quotes in the purport. One is Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Second is Tad Vigyanartam Sa Guru Evam Abhi Gachet. Third verse Prabhupada quotes is Tad Vidhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya. Fourth verse Prabhupada quotes in the purport is Tatsmat Guru Prapadyeta Jigyasu Shreya Uttama Shabde Parecha Nishnata Brahmani Upachamashrayam. And the fifth verse Prabhupada quotes is Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado Yasya Prasadat Nagati Kutopi. So in the second half of the purport, Prabhupada quotes about importance of taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Only he can change the course of direction, wherein he can end your nature to perform furtive activities and engage you in the path of devotional service. So we see in the 64 limbs of devotional service, the first three limbs of devotional service which Rupa Goswami gives is Adav Guru Padashraya. That is the first limb, that is the door to devotional service. Adav Guru Padashraya, taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Then second is Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam. One has to get instructions from the spiritual master, Shiksha Guru, and also get initiation. And the third is Vishrambena Guru Seva. Serve the spiritual master with humility. So these three points is the beginning of the 64 Angas of devotional service. And if you see in the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami quotes different verses, his favorite verses which he chooses to substantiate these three points. For every point, Rupa Goswami quotes some verses. But for this, he quotes Adav Guru Padashraya, he quotes this verse which Prabhupada quoted. Tasmat Guru Prapadyeta Jigyasu Shreya Uttama Shabde Parecha Nishnata Brahmani Upashamashraya. Tasmad Guru Prapadyeta Jigyasu. Anyone who is inquisitive to know about the real purpose of life, anyone who wants to get real happiness, what he has to do? Jigyasu Shreya Uttama. Tasmad Guru Prapadyeta. He has to take shelter of a bona fide guru. Then what are the qualifications of a guru? Shabde Parecha Nishnata. So guru has to be fixed Nishnata in Shabde Pare. He has to be fixed in the transcendental sound. Or guru has to be fixed in hearing and chanting. Brahmani Upasamashraya. And how is his disposition? Physically, he has to be very tranquil. Very much equipoised. That's how this verse he quotes. And the second verse which Rupa Goswami quotes, reference to this is very famous verse. Rideva Madhyam Sulabham Sudurlabham Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam Mayanukule Senabaswateritam Puman Bhavabdhir Natarensa Atmaha. So he says, Rideva Madhyam Sulabham Sudurlabham. This human form of life is compared to a boat. Nrideha Madhyam. Very rare. Durlabham. And Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam. In this boat, human form of life is compared to the boat. And Guru is compared to the captain who is guiding the boat or riding the boat. Mayanu Kulena Nabhasva Teritam. All the scriptures that are compared to the favorable winds which take the boat or the ship in the right direction. Puman Bhavabdhir Na Tarensa Atmaha. Anyone who has received this rare human form of life and who has achieved a bona fide spiritual master, the captain of the boat, who has received the scriptures, after getting all these benefits, if one does not utilize to cross over the cycle of birth and death is called as a Atmaha. Atmaha means he is a killer of the soul. So that's how, this is the second verse which Rupa Goswami quotes. Then in the second point, Shri Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam, Rupa Goswami again selects this verse from the 11th canto. Tatra Bhagavatan Dharman Shikshet Guru Atma Devata Amayaya Anuvrityayais Tushyet Atma Atma Dohari. So he tells that Shri Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam. So he quotes this verse, wherein it is explained that Shikshet Guru Atma Devata. One has to learn lessons, take Shiksha from the Guru. And Guru Atma Devata, one has to consider the Guru as one's life and soul. And Tatra Bhagavatan Dharman, inquire about Bhagavat Dharma from the Guru. And how you should render service, Amayaya Anuvrityayais. So one has to serve the Guru with a sincere heart. Tushyet Atma Atma Dohari. When you serve Guru with a sincere heart, the Guru can give himself to you. That is his power. So therefore, this is the second verse. And in that, what is Diksha? Because in the second verse, Shri Krishna, Dikshadi Shikshanam, it is explained. So getting knowledge, instructions from spiritual master, what is Diksha? So it is quoted by Srila Jiva Goswami. Divyam Jnanat Yato Dadyat Kuryat Papasya Sankshayam Tasmat Diksheti Sa Prokta Deshikais Tattva Kovida. So what do you mean by Diksha? Divyam Jnanam Yato Dadyat. So by the process of Diksha, one can awaken the transcendental knowledge. Kuryat Papasya Sankshayam. All his sins will get vanquished. Tasma Diksheti. That is known as Diksha. Wherein we get transcendental knowledge and all our sins get cleared. Deshika is Tattva Kovida. So a person expert in the study of revealed scriptures knows that this process is known as Diksha. That is the second. And the third, Vishrambena Guru Seva. So Rupa Goswami quotes this verse. Acharyam mam vijaniyam nava manyeta karhechad namartya asuya yeta sarva deva mayo guru. So acharyam mam vijaniyam, one has to understand that acharya is non different from me, Krishna. Na avamanyeta karhechad, never disrespect the spiritual master. Na buddhya asuyeta, never envy the spiritual master. Sarva Deva Mayo Guru. Because the spiritual master is the representative of all the demigods. So that's how we see Rupa Goswami, when he begins the 64 angas of devotional service, he begins the first, second and the third limb by teaching us the importance of accepting the spiritual master. As Prabhupada is quoting here in the second of the purport, that Brahmande Brahmite Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. So that's how today we discussed in this verse about the futility of Karmakanda ritualistic ceremonies. We discussed from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam through the episode of Narad Muni instructing Prachine Barishad about how it is not at all good to try to get happiness and solve suffering through this Karmakanda ritualistic ceremonies, and therefore one has to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, and then only he can stop this Brahmande Brahmite which the living entity is going on. And we discussed different three verses mainly from Nectar of Devotion about the importance of taking shelter of Guru. That is the first entry, the door of devotional service, about Adav Guru Padashraya, Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam and Vishrambena Guru Seva. So that's our great good fortune, that we have been received and blessed by the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, and we have got shelter of his disciple, because of which we are able to engage in this devotional service of the Lord. As Srimad Bhagavatam explains that it is, someone is fortune, more fortunate and most fortunate. One is fortunate if he gets association of a spiritual master. One is more fortunate if he gets to hear from the bona fide spiritual master. And one is more fortunate if he one gets to hear repeatedly from the bona fide spiritual master. So we have been blessed with this great opportunity to hear from Srila Prabhupada through his books, through his audio lectures, and also his bona fide servants from whom we are able to repeatedly hear. So therefore, all we have to do is with a grateful heart, as Srimad Bhagavatam explains, that anyone who thinks that he can repay the debt that he owes to his spiritual master, he is a joker, Bhagavatam explains in the fourth canto, when Prithu Maharaj and he is expressing his gratitude to Sanat Kumaras. Yari drishi bhagavato gatiratma vada ekantato nigamibhi pratipaditamna tushyat adhabra karuna svakritena nityam kona matat pratikaroti vinoda patram. Anyone who thinks that I can repay the debt which I owe to my spiritual master, he is just like a joker. We can never repay. We take water from the Ganges. We just take the water and offer back to the Ganges in the mode of service. We can never think that I am giving something to Mother Ganges. So we are eternally indebted to the spiritual master. In the 11th canto, this beautiful verse comes where Uddhav expresses his gratitude to Lord Krishna after hearing the Uddhav Gita. He tells that, Naivopachantyapachitim kavayastavesha brahma yushakritamrida mudasmaranti yo antar bahistanubratam ashubam vidhunvan acharya chaitya vapusha swagatim vyananti. So he tells that naivopachantyapachitim kavayastavesha. My dear Lord, transcendental poets, all the kavis, they are trying to glorify you. But brahma ayusha, even for a lifetime of brahma, even if they try to express their gratitude to you, why? Yo antar bahistanubratam. Because internally you appear as Paramatma and externally you appear as the spiritual master. So even in a lifetime of Brahma, Brahma Ayusha, even if one tries to glorify you, still it can never be completed. So that's how the same principle, that one can never repay the debt that we owe to a spiritual master. So therefore Maharaj always tells that all we need to do is we need to be grateful. Even in the Janmashtami morning, half an hour, Maharaj gave the class around 7 to 7:25. So he spoke that 4-5 times. One has to be grateful, gratitude and service attitude. Only when we have gratitude and service attitude, through that we can try to satisfy the spiritual master. So that's how we would like to end today's class. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nithai Gaur Premanande.